Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Rescue me.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Anita Rosen, 14-year member of our Brain Trust, one of the great technology thinkers of our Brain Trust for sure, and she's been around a long time in the tech world as an engineer and as a great resource for us in the area of the new way of doing business, especially online. She's the author of e-learning 2.0. That's one of the main things that she does, is helping people with get their training online. And Anita, thanks again for being here. ReadyGo.com, right?
Yes.
All right. So we're talking about the machines and some of the new stuff that's going on in Silicon Valley, like robotics, also big data. Tell us about what people are thinking about in Silicon Valley with regard to big data.
With big data? Well, big data is, we use it all the time. Just think of the biggest example is Google search. There's all this information out there. You type it in, and the latency is, there's no latency. Mm-mm. It's immediately you get an answer. And think of how much they have to search to be able to, how fast that search has to be able to get it to display in front of you. So that's what big data is the ability to be able to go out, there's lots and lots and lots of information, and be able to go through all of that information and get people answers fast.
One of the things that concerns me about big data is that in certain applications, when you and I search for something and we get the information we need, that's serving us as humans. But sometimes when companies use big data and they just manage it and homogenize it and massage it inside their organization, they make decisions about customers based on big data, the humanity is lost. And I worry about that. Anita, is that a valid worry?
Of course. No, 1984.
Yes. Uh-huh. Of course. Orwell.
That's all what it's about. It's about, you know, they thought it was going to be big government, and they didn't realize it was going to be big company.
Right.
And that how much we're being tracked and how much information Google has on you.
And now it's really not just big companies, it's both of them. It's government and companies, right? And in fact what Orwell did not envision the conflict between the two, with for each one of them have their own big data and the conflict, right?
Right, right. But, you know, there's more rules on the government than there are on companies.
What is it about big data?
I'm more concerned about these companies.
Right. All right, so what should we be afraid of? Tell us what we should be afraid of for big data, with big data, and what should we be excited about?
Well, the thing that I think scares everyone always is, you know, your personal liberty. You know, if someone has this kind of information on you,
mm-hmm.
that's just kind of creepy.
Yeah.
There's always that creep factor that they have so much information. Some company knows everything you've said.
For example,
when that's your friend and every place you've been.
For example, you go one day and you go searching for one product. 2 weeks later and every day since, you go to any other website in the entire world, and there's a little ad on the right for that product.
That's annoying.
They're following you.
As opposed to creepy.
Yeah. It's also creepy, though.
Yeah. You know, that also shows how poor they are with big data, that all those ads show up.
Right.
Because they know you went there, and now you're cash, and they keep on showing that company's ads. And it shows, because, you know, I could buy a car, and I could look at a car, and there they are. They're still showing mm-hmm. me car ads, and it's like, I'm not interested in a car anymore. I've moved on, and they don't know I've moved on.
How about the website I go to, and I haven't told them who I am, But I pick out some products and put it in a shopping cart, and then close up and don't buy it. And then later I get an email. Were you through here? Were you through with us? Did you know you left something in our cart? You know, I don't.
Exactly. That's there's a pro and con. You need to, if you don't like that, then you should be making sure that your cash and that your cookies are deleted, which is
right.
Something anyone can do.
Right.
And that's the only way they know who you are, is they come in there and they save that information. And it's also very convenient. And if you don't like that creep factor, keep on deleting that stuff.
Right.
But when you look at something like your Gmail account, they know who you are. They know the emails that you sent. They know what searches you've taken. They know where you've been.
That's the reason I don't use any of their emails. I don't use Gmail. I don't use any of those. I use my own email server. I'm like me and Hillary. We got that figured out.
Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice.
Exactly. No, exactly. But what I'm saying. No, seriously. I've never done business with Yahoo or Microsoft or Google or any of those guys for email ever.
Well, you know what I find is all the engineers that I know that really work on big data and work on security, not a single one has a Facebook account.
Yeah.
Not a single one does e-commerce. If they do e-commerce, they have a separate credit card that they use just for the internet.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They really avoid all those technologies. All the engineers that I know that work on it.
Very interesting.
Because they understand what's being done with their data.
Mm-hmm. ReadyGo.com. That's Anita's website. We're going to come back and talk some more about big data and the machines and what we should be worried about and what we should be excited about. Tintail, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Sorry, I know I'm late. Guess I lost all track of time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.